It's time for a walk through the garden with Steve Stone. Every week, Steve will give us timely tips for caring for our plants. He'll answer your questions and give us expert advice. Now here's a walk through the garden with Steve Stone.
Good Saturday morning, and it's Buckeyes against the Ducks. I don't know if nuts against fowl is necessarily a good omen for us, but the Buckeyes have prevailed against nastier
Gophers.
Yeah, the Golden Gophers. We've whooped the Gophers. Buckeyes against Gophers and other assorted horrible
animals
over the decades. So,
yeah, the Bucks got a big game home opener, and the weather looks tremendous for their kickoff at noon, and they're going to be fighting the Oregon Ducks.
So that sounds great. So, what row are your seats in?
Front
row at the TV?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I'm working this Saturday, but hopefully, being that
can we get you off this afternoon so you can go down to Columbus?
I don't know.
Oh man.
You know, the home opener is always, you know, a blast, and it's going to be, I would say, especially exciting this season because we didn't have spectators last year. So I'm sure the crazy Buckeye fans are going to be excited to be down there and tailgating, and there might, you know, they might drink like some beer and stuff.
Yeah.
So
and you won't be one of them.
And I won't be one of them. So anyhow, yeah, it's going to be a great home opener, but it's also kind of a very solemn day to talk about September 11th. It's 20 years. I don't know how you feel about that. I can't. It just doesn't seem possible that it could be 20 years. It just,
yeah.
It is kind of burned in your memory if you kind of live through it and watch the news afterwards. It just doesn't seem possible that it could be 20 years. It just doesn't seem possible that there's a generation of kids out there that just weren't around for it. So,
yeah, and your kids surely weren't old enough to understand.
No,
yeah.
Not really.
Corey Maida.
Corey's 24 and Carly's 21.
Yeah.
So
they had no.
It's tough to, you know, listen to it and go back and watch all the video footage of it. It's certainly a brutal, horrible day. But yeah, we should remember everybody that lost their lives, and you know, try to keep that memory alive.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, last Saturday we were talking about armyworms, and obviously that's still still on the forefront as far as horticulture goes, turf grass management and stuff. I mean, I'm consistently getting phone calls and emails and texts, and there's a lot of information out there now. So the you know, the all the social media platforms and everybody has been talking about it, and there's lots of pictures and lots of discussion. So if you haven't heard about it yet, apparently you live under some sort of a rock or
hundreds of miles from anybody that's had the problem.
Yeah, it's pretty prevalent. I mean, you can go around the county very easily, quickly, and find a lot of lawns that were pretty devastated. The thing is, the first generation hatched, and they're a long, they have kind of a yellow stripe down both sides, kind of an ugly little critter, and they're pretty good size. They're probably pretty close to an inch long, maybe a little bit longer than that, so they're very easy to see. The first generation is kind of come and gone or has caused damage, and if you were on top of it, you treated it and you killed all those little suckers. And so the weather's been helping us, the temperatures have been helping us. So there's lawns that have been completely attacked and just literally turned completely brown that are starting to recover, and repair or maintenance or trying to get the lawn looking better. There's a lot of different options or schools of thought out there. The thing that I would recommend, and again, the weather's been fantastic because it's been cool. We've had a few showers blow through. So the army worms will kill the blade of grass, but it doesn't kill the crown and it doesn't kill the roots. Now, when you're dealing with grubs, grubs are going to kill the roots. And so the grass, there's just zero chance the grass is going to come back. You're going to be reseeding. With the army worms,
now, like with grubs, will they kill like an area 5x5, 10x10, or were they, you know?
It depends on the population. If you have a small population, they can kill small areas that are 5x5. If you have a big area, they can wipe out your whole yard. It depends on the population.
Like acres.
Yes. If you see brown spots in your lawn, you need to, I tell people, you need to give it the tug test. You need to grab a hold of those dead blades, and you need to tug on them. Mm-hmm. And if the grass, because we are getting, I mean, we're certainly in the time of year where grubs are going to start causing damage too. So are you dealing with grubs or are you dealing with army worms? Very, 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 very easy if you can't do it from your car, can't do it from your lazy boy in the house looking out the window.
Well, that doesn't seem fair.
Yeah, you need to walk across the lawn and you need to bend over and grab a hold of that dead turf and give it a tug. If you can lift it up like you're lifting up a rug in your house, that's going to be grubs, because there's no roots holding that turf, you know, into the ground anymore. So you're going to be able to roll your grass up like you're rolling a runner up in your house. There's just nothing left. And that's certainly going to be an issue where you're going to do some significant reseeding. And if you do start tugging and pulling and the grass starts to come up, the grubs are very, very obvious in the turf. They're about the size of a 50-cent piece, and they're C-shaped. They're just curled over, and they're a perfect C, and they're white, and they're really ugly, really nasty.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like anything you'd want to grab and fry up like some shrimp or anything.
No, they're really ugly little critters. I've heard they're good for I've heard they're really good for bait, but I personally haven't been fishing with them, but I was told that they will work for bait. So,
well, call if you have some, call your local fisherman.
Or if your lawn
offering free bait.
If your lawn looks like crap and you don't want to fiddle around with it, just get a bowl full of them and head to your nearest pond and just start fishing.
Yeah, I guess you could do your fishing yourself.
Just start fishing. So the grubs are pretty obvious, and if you pull a section of turf up, and if you have more than, you know, maybe four or five in a square foot area, that's a significant amount, and you need to treat for that to get rid of those things, because otherwise they will continue to feed, and they're going to just continue to destroy your yard. If you see more than, I mean, again, I've had instances where I've looked at lawns and I've pulled some turf back, and I'll see, you know, 20 in a foot by foot area, and obviously that's a unbelievable outbreak.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable outbreak, and again, you need to put an insecticide on, which is going to be, you know, you can't put your preventative insecticide on like Merit, imidazoline clopridge. You need to put a curative application on for your to kill those things, because otherwise, you know.
So make sure you ask the guy at Home Depot that normally does electronics, which one is which.
Yeah, that is exactly that is a great point, because if you're dealing with a, you know, we'll say a box store, and you're dealing with somebody that's not completely familiar with, you know, what they're selling, they can look at a bag, and there's lots of preventatives out there. Scott's has a very good preventative product out there for grubs. And again, I don't, In some cases, we'll say they don't know what they're doing, or they don't know what they're, oh, yeah, this is labeled for grubs. And they'll give it to you to put on, like, now. And it's a preventative that's supposed to be put down in May, June. That is going to give you, depending on the active ingredient that's in the bag, if you're putting a preventative down now and you're seeing grubs that are, you know, second, third instar that are really big, there's nearly zero chance that that material, that product is going to kill that grub because it's a preventative. And so
you're thinking we ought to maybe instead of go to, I guess in our case, Menards and Salina or Lowe's in Greenville, we probably should go to a local person who actually knows what they're talking about, which could be someone like Nature's Green or a seasoned veteran at the Ace Hardware or something like that that actually knows what they're talking about.
Yeah, there's certainly.
Don't ask somebody that knows less than you.
There's good products out there that will give you great control. You know, right now after you see the damage. But again, I can't stress enough that you have to get the product that's actually going to work, because the preventative at this time of year just simply is not going to do you any good at all. And again, we're going to run into issues too, where I guarantee it, it's just the way it is. People are going to see their lawns going brown, and the people that have paid a little bit of attention maybe say, oh, it's armyworms. Hopefully they don't say this, but, oh, Steve, I listened to Steve on the radio. He said it's going to come back. It's no big deal. Because if you do have armyworms, they're going to kill the blades, what I was getting at before I got sidetracked onto grubs.
Yeah, sorry, my fault.
No problem. Is if you water and fertilize that, it's going to recover. There's a lot of lawns that I've seen, a couple in particular, clients that had significant damage. We sprayed, killed the insect. We put some fertilizer down, and he started watering, and his lawn is, I mean, it's amazing how fast it regrew, and it's turning green and looking wonderful at this point. So at a glance, if you walk across it, you can still see the dead turf tissue in there. But from the road driving by, it's greening up to the point where it doesn't even catch your eye, which, 2 weeks ago you drove by and you're like, holy crap, he sprayed his whole yard with Roundup. So it's actually a client that's been a client for years and years and years and years, and we did a huge backyard project for them, and we put in a pool and a pergola or a pavilion and pavers and landscaping, and it's spectacular. It's beautiful. They're so happy with it. So we have a client that wants this exact same swimming pool as what a new client that's exactly the same as the one we just put in. And I said, let's go over to Phil's place. We'll, take a look at it. And you can see the pool and the color, and you can even take your shoes off and step in it. You can see it cover everything that you're wanting is right in that. Oh, that's a great idea. Let's do that. So he's the one that's got the yard that looks like crap. Huh? So her and her husband pull in, and she's very funny and she's very nice. Then she gets out. She goes, hey, you don't take care of his yard, do you? Like, well, we kind of take care of his landscaping and we help him with everything. But I said, we actually aren't doing we don't do lawn applications anymore. But I said, we're working with him to try to get his lawn. And she was just joking, but it was hilarious.
Yeah.
You're not taking care of it, because it was brown. And
but everything else was looking nice.
So yeah. And then they walked around behind the house and she's like, oh, this is awesome. But anyhow,
except for the brown grass.
So yeah, my point is it's recovering well. And I had damage. I had an application. I talked about it last Saturday. I did an application on my yard with a preventative, and it, quite honestly, I mean, I'm just like everybody else. I mean, I'm busy and I do the best I can, but I had 3 bags of this acelaprin, which is what you want to use as a preventative, and I probably should have had 4. So I did most of the yard and the far north edge of the property. I didn't get as far as I to as one as far as I wanted, and on the south edge I didn't get as far as I wanted. So where did I have armyworm damage? Right on the north edge of the property and right on the south edge of the property, and they were bad, like really, like big dead areas. And so I sprayed and killed the little suckers. And then as far as renovation or repair for your lawn, I can tell you what I did last weekend, and I'm telling you from last weekend, which I did it on Sunday.
Well, there were Sunday there and two Saturdays and maybe two or three Sundays with Labor Day.
I started on it on Sunday and finished it on Monday because it was Labor Day. And what I did was I went through and thatched the yard. I just took a little thatcher, a pull behind thatcher, and thatched the whole yard. I mowed. I mowed on Thursday at my normal height, and then I went through on Friday and I mowed two notches lower than I'd normally mow, which kind of, I don't want to say it scalped the yard, certainly mowed a little lower than I normally do. So then on Sunday, I started thatching, and it just pulled up just an ungodly amount of dead tissue with that thatcher. And then I went through it again with my mower and vacked all that dead tissue up. And after I thatched it, and then I went through and fertilized it. And from Monday to today, which is Saturday, it looks, I would say, 100% better, if not more. And it would be even better if, you know, we had some showers. I timed everything out. I got the fertilizer down on Monday because they were calling for rain either Monday night or Tuesday night, which we ended up never getting.
Yeah, I got drizzle.
Yeah,
here in town, maybe would have been a hundredth of an inch on Tuesday night.
So I never really got the rain, but if we would have got the showers that they were calling for and the process that I had done, you know, previous to that or prior to that, it would have been tremendous. But even I'm surprised, as dry as it's been all week, the amount of new growth I've gotten in the new tissue, the new grass starting to grow and fill back in again. And if we would, you know, could just buy a shower, it would just make a big difference. So that's what I'm getting at as far as, you know, repair. It's easy to do. It's something that you can do pretty much, you know, yourself. You can't hire it done. You don't have to. But thatching, to get your lawn repaired, thatching, fertilization, and water is all it needs to recover from armyworms. Now, again, if you're starting to see some grub damage, which I'm sure we're going to see grub damage, I just hope we don't see a lot of grub damage. But what, again, I'm afraid of is people are going to see their lawn going brown and say, oh, it's just armyworms, it'll come back. That's why you have to go out and give it the tug test, because if it's not armyworms, if it's grubs, then you need to get an application down immediately to kill those grubs. Otherwise, you're going to have a...
If you reach down and pull on it, and all the blades break off in your hand, that's the armyworms.
Exactly. That's the armyworms. And in fact, a lot of that brown tissue, if you just kind of grab it, you know, like your little brother, and grab the top of his head and grab his hair and give it a tug.
And you were the little brother.
I was the little brother. And again, the armyworms, even probably the tissue isn't really even going to break off. It's going to be, like I said, I guess you can pull it out, but it's going to be very obvious. It's very obvious difference if you grab a hold of that and you give it a tug. You're going to pull up a, you know, huge section of your turf if you have grubs. You're not going to do hardly anything to it if it's armyworms. Or, again, we're talking about all this, you can always give me a call, an email, and I can come out and help you and show you and do the tug test for you. But
yeah,
it's no problem. We need to get to a break, and we'll be back.
Yep. Be back in just a minute.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Full-time production positions start at $15.25 an hour. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
The St. Joe Homecoming Festival is coming up September 10th, 11th, and 12th on the grounds of St. Joseph Parish, 1.5 miles east of Fort Recovery. The festivities kick off on that Friday night with St. Joe's largest cornhole tournament. Sign in at 7:30. Saturday night begins with outdoor mass at 4:30, and stick around for world-famous chili, the amateur horseshoe tournament, and music by RJ the DJ. Sunday's festivities kick off at 1 o'clock with NFL football on TV, a beanbag tournament, horseshoe tournament, and kitty tractor pool. Grab yourself some barbecue chicken dinners for supper and stick around for entertainment by Kyle Kesters and the raffle drawing with a $1,000 top cash prize. We'll see you at the St. Joe Homecoming Festival September 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Our first Student Appreciation Night of the Year will be next Thursday when the Lady Indians host the New Knoxville Lady Rangers. There will be lots of drawings for some great prizes. They'll have face painting, and they'll be doing a lot more fun stuff during the match, and all Fort Recovery students will get in free, from seniors all the way down to our kindergartners. Get your friends together and get to Fort Sight Fieldhouse next Thursday as we take on the always tough Rangers in a big MAC match. It's going to be a lot of fun. All Fort Recovery students get in free, and there will be some great prizes given away, so head up to the gym and help cheer on our Lady Indians as they look to stay undefeated in the MAC. Students get in free, lots of prizes, face painting, and more on Student Appreciation Night next Thursday, September 16th at Fort Sight Fieldhouse.
We're back on a stroll through the garden with Steve Stone, and we've actually been kind of
walking through the yard.
Walking through the yard. Stomping well, through the yard.
Before the break, we were talking about the issues we're seeing this time of year with the army worms, which, again, is completely unusual. It's an insect that you typically see, you know, down in Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, Louisiana, and again, it
sneaking up into Tennessee a little bit.
Yeah, we had some, the weather events were, came at the right time, and the adults are moths, pretty decent sized moths, about the size of a quarter. And the adults kind of went on vacation, and they moved north.
That's not so bad in the summer. A lot of people in the south have nice places on the up in Michigan and northern Ohio, northern Indiana. That's nice place to vacation.
They spent the summer in Ohio, and they got busy and had laid a bunch of eggs, and now we're dealing with the army worms. So. You know, there's different products out there. We were talking before the break about the grubs versus the army worms, and if you have them, again, you just want to make sure that you buy the right product. Like for army worms, 7 works perfectly fine, and you can get that over the counter, and you can get that at most garden centers and hardware stores that have a lawn and garden section, and you can mix it according to the label rate and apply it yourself. Dilox is another insecticide from Bayer, and it works great on army worms and on grubs. Depending on how you apply it, you can get it in different forms. You can get it in a water soluble granular that it is granular. You mix it with water and then spray it on, or you can get it in a granular form that you apply with a spreader, and you can spread it on, you know, dry like you would a fertilizer. Either one will work fine. If you do a granular, I like granular because I feel like you get a better application. You get a more even application. You get a more consistent application. But the problem with the granular is you have to water it. Unless Mother Nature gives you a rain shower, you have to water it in. The granular is there, the product's there, but it's not going to get to the insect unless you get some moisture on it to release it from that pellet form. And then, you know, again, you're going to get the insecticide out into the soil profile, and then the insect's going to die. So just simply doing a granular application and not watering is not going to give you the control you're looking for.
What if you get a nice dew or something next morning? Is that enough? Maybe, probably not.
Probably not. I'm going to say probably not. Yep, you need to get, you know, you don't need a lot of rain, but you certainly need
enough to melt the pellets.
Yeah, so you probably need at least 2 or 3 tenths to get that product to release. But again, when you're buying a material, a product like that, an insecticide like that, again, I always stress, you know, read the label. The label's the law. You have to follow the label because it actually is the law. It's always very clear, and you know, it's not written in complicated text that, you know, it's should be easy to apply. The biggest thing is, as far as applications go like that, is to know how big the area is you're applying. If you live in town, you know, there's a good possibility you get a town lot. You're probably somewhere between, I'm going to say 10 to maybe 15,000 square feet. And the way you figure that up is obviously you know how big your lot is, or step your lot off to, you know, whatever, 100 by 150, it's 15,000 square feet. And then back out your house and your driveway so you know what approximately you're applying, then you can get the right amount of product. Most bagged material, or I shouldn't say, a lot of bagged material will be packaged in, you know, 5,000 square foot bags. So if you buy a bag that covers 5,000 square foot and you apply it to your 15,000 square foot lawn, you're not going to get the control you're looking for because you're not putting the product down at the right rate. So you're probably going to get either no control or very poor control because you're putting it down too light. You need to, you know, again, it's not hard. All your phones have calculators on them, so you should be able. It's very, very, very simple math.
So you have to do a little ciphering?
It's very, very simple math.
You got to do your gazintas?
You got to do some gazintas, maybe. I had a good math teacher, God rest his soul, Mr. Shoemaker. So,
You know that he gave our school
a lot of money? Of money.
Was that $1.5 million or something crazy? It was way over $1 million.
Yeah, he's
who knew?
He was,
and in spite of several of us who were not all that kind to the young man, he was a student teacher my senior year. Our math teacher, like 2 weeks before school started, had major health problems, and I think he died that year. So he had major health problems and had to resign, and they needed a teacher, and Ball State, which at the time was almost exclusively a teacher's college, sent this guy from Portland up. And he basically did his senior year of college student teaching seniors in high school.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. and
he was a permanent fixture at Fort Recovery for years and years and years and years. 1960,
September 1966 is when he started. He taught really spectacular people like Rick Shane, who is actually a mathematics in the mathematics realm is a mathematics god. And I think it's either Hal or Jim, his older brother, is also, but they didn't have Ron Shoemaker because they were older than him. And he's also taught people like me. I can do math pretty well, but I wasn't good at this advanced whatever it was that right. We had nine people in, and if he had graded correctly, six of us would not have passed. But we did all pass.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to what if you have a calculator on your phone.
Yeah, you can.
Sorry.
No, you
sorry
can.
About that.
You can figure out what. How big your lawn is, and then, you know, calculate how much material or how many bags of material you need. And you want to do it, you know, I want to say is nearly as accurate or as you know, right on the money as you can. You always have, especially when you're doing.
I like to be a rule breaker. Well, so if it says to put it on at this rate, I want to put a little bit more on or a lot more on because it's going to do a whole lot more good.
Everybody does, and that's my point. The
and
label
then you drive by and you might say, oh, they have army worms. No, he just did.
The label's the law. So you're supposed to put it on the way they tell you to.
I don't like to obey the law all the time.
Okay, well,
I go a little bit over the speed limit. And I
occasionally go over the speed limit.
And I like to put a little bit more on. If this much is good, I want to put a little bit more on.
And that, you're not. All I can say live on the air and in person is you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. Yeah. And that's might. And in some cases, my justification is, well, these roads were built before 1975. And they were built with a 60-mile-an-hour speed limit.
Okay.
And they still can handle that.
I hope
you. But at the same time, you have.
I hope Police Chief Laux is listening.
I very much obey the speed limit in town.
He's going to be gunning
kids
for
and dogs. There's kids and dogs. Now, the sheriff might not appreciate me as much in the state patrol, but in town, I go the speed limit or less because there's kids and dogs, and I don't want to hit any of them. But you know, with bags, you know, it even if you think. Well, that's what the rules say. That's what the laws say.
Everybody's,
I don't want to do that. You want to do more. More isn't better in that type of thing.
Yeah, everybody's gonna err, or should. I mean, everybody's has a tendency. They're gonna err on the side of, well, I'm gonna put a little bit more down because I'm pissed off anyhow because my yard looks bad.
Yeah, and that really. In most cases, they'll just burn your lawn out.
Well, the insecticides aren't gonna damage your turf. What the fear is with
the herbicides.
An insecticide is you put too much down, and then you get the right rain or the right weather conditions. You could, you know, have that product off target. It could, you know, run get a shower and it runs off target. And you know, some of the insecticides, like what I would recommend for grubs as a curative, not a preventative application, would be Dilox. And again, Dilox works very well. You can get it in a bagged form or a liquid form, a concentrated liquid form that you mix and apply. And yeah, I mean, it's not a smart insecticide. I mean, it will kill, it can kill beneficials. And so that's why you want to be careful how you apply and where you apply, and watching with weather to make sure that you keep the product on target, and you keep, you know, again, protect periphery or parallel properties that you're not getting, you know, off target with what you're applying. But again, you know, those are the materials that you're going to want to use for control. But again, when you're dealing with, I can't stress enough again, if your lawn's brown and you want to know what you're chasing. You want to know if it's a grub. You want to know if it's a chinch bug. You want to know if it's an army worm. You just don't want to guess and then go buy a product, again, that you're guessing is going to be the right product, and apply it, and then you could completely you know, miss what you're, you know, is causing the damage, and then you've wasted a, you know, just a tremendous amount of time, effort, and dollars trying to, you know, fix a problem, but you weren't really sure to begin with what it was. I think we need to take a break.
Yeah, probably do, instead of me jabbering.
And then we'll be right back to wrap it up.
All right.
It's time to begin planning your landscape improvements for this summer. Nature's Green Nursery can design a beautiful, cost-effective, no-maintenance landscape for your home or business with quality trees, shrubs, perennials, soils, and mulch. Steve Stone has a degree in horticulture landscape. Call Nature's Green at 419-375-2322 today and set up a free landscape design and evaluation. Check out Nature's Green on the web or like them on Facebook. Nature's Green Nursery on State Route 119 just east of Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
There's still plenty of time left for grilling before the weather changes, and Wayne Street Market has their No Limit Meat Sale running right now, so it's a great time to stock up. Check out these great steak prices. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, flat iron steaks are $8.99 a pound, and New York strips and T-bones are just $7.99 a pound. And they also have a great selection of brats from Johnsonville, Swaggerty Farms, and Winner's Meats. And grab some of their 80% lean ground chuck, loose or patties. Get in on these great prices during their No Limit Meat Sale at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. Assure, the local area suicide awareness group, will be having their annual suicide awareness community walk at the Mercer County Fairgrounds on Saturday, September 11th from 8 to noon. If you'd like to be part of this great cause, all you need to do is stop by the fairgrounds that day and register. Get your pledges lined up ahead of time and walk as far and as long as you want, and you can start any time from 9 to noon. Find details at assuremc.org. All proceeds from the walk will benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and local suicide support and services. So if you want to help out a great cause and get a little exercise in the process, head out to the Mercer County Fairgrounds on Saturday morning, September 11th from 8 to noon, and join the Suicide Awareness Community Walk presented by Assure, the area suicide support resources.
Almost. We're back, and we're stumbling through the yard with Steve Stone, depending on if your yard will pull up when you, if you can pull up your turf, or if your blades of grass just break off.
Just brown. I guess either way they're brown, but if you got grubs or army worms. Again, out of time here, we just got a couple minutes left. Again, if you've got questions, concerns or whatever, you know, give me a send me a text or an email, and
or do like a lot of your people do, take pictures and send them to you.
Yeah, you know, with this day and age, with the, you know, the cell phones, that you can send me some pictures, and again, I can certainly help with getting you the right advice, direction, and right materials and products to get things looking right. But again, this is the time of year for seeding. Last week I was going to talk about seeding, but then ended up talking about army worms. So this week I was going to talk about seeding and ended up talking about army worms and grubs.
And the Buckeyes.
And the Buckeyes a little bit. And but again, this September is the best time of the year to do your any kind of seeding, overseeding, slice seeding, complete turf renovation. Doesn't matter if it involves, you know, grass seed. September's the month you want to do it. Certainly better than April, certainly better than May. September's the perfect time. So again, slice seeding, overseeding, complete renovations, no matter what you're thinking about doing, if you want to put grass seed down, right now is the time to do it. Fall applications of fertilizer is hugely beneficial for helping kind of renovate or helping, you know, a turf that struggled over the summer. Fall applications for fertilizer is actually better than spring applications. I always tell people, you know, grass turf knows what time of year it is by day length. And if you're applying a lot of fertilizer in April and May, which everybody does, you're setting yourself up for mowing three nights a week because the grass knows the days are getting longer, and so it's promoting growth above ground. If you fertilize in the fall, again, the turf knows what time of year it is because the days are getting shorter. And that turf is going to take that food, the fertilizer that you're giving it, and it's going to push it down into the ground and build up some fat, happy roots. It's not going to promote growth above
ground.
Yeah,
but see, I can't see the roots, so I want to have it real pretty above the ground.
Well, this time of year, you want to promote a fat, happy root system because that's going to equate to a beautiful lawn in the spring.
I can't wait that long.
Oh, gosh. You're just like the kids. You just have no patience.
Yeah.
Again, so fall turf work, overseeding, slice seeding, fertilization, it's just, this is the time of year you want to be doing that. And we'll get into that next week. So thanks very much for tuning in. Yep. And we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah, and again, if you have questions, just email them to steve@naturesgreennursery.com. Or us here at Fort Recovery Radio at Outlook.com, and yep. We'll pass those on to Steve. If it's something you kind of probably don't really have, but you know about and think we ought to put out there, that's good too. So we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for joining us again this week for a walk through the garden with Steve Stone. If you have a gardening question you'd like Steve to answer, just email him at steve@naturesgreennursery.com and he'll answer it on a later show. Be sure to join us again next week for a walk through the garden with Steve Stone.